This is the 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. There are a lot of different kinds of museums out there. And while some of them have exhibits on agriculture, you can see that at the Museum of Science and Industry in Chicago, not a lot of them focus specifically on rural America, rural American towns in particular, and downstate Illinois is no exception. And that is where SPARC, Places of Innovation, comes in. It's a traveling museum exhibit from the Smithsonian Institution that puts rural communities in the spotlight. The exhibit highlights small towns and rural America in general for their innovations and inventions for society. And SPARC makes the effort to actually visit small towns, showcasing to locals the big effects their small towns can have. The program just finished up an exhibition in Chatsworth, which is about 45 miles northeast of Bloomington Normal. The next stop is Rushville, about 70 miles northeast of Springfield. And joining us now to talk about the traveling exhibit is Tiffany Chang, project director and multimedia specialist for Museum on Main Street, which brings SPARC to life. Tiffany, welcome to the 21st Show.
Oh, thank you very much.
Listeners, as ever, you can join our conversation today at 800-222-9455. That's 800-222-9455. If there's a small town innovation, maybe you'll be inspired by our conversation to share with us today of some place you know of in Illinois. Let us know about it. 800-222-9455. So, Tiffany, how did this idea for this traveling exhibit come about?
Yeah, sure. Thanks. So this exhibition is inspired by a much larger exhibition at the National Museum of American History. And that one was called Places of Invention. And there's a unique distinction there between what we are focusing on in our exhibit between invention and innovation. And we really cast the net really wide on that definition of innovation. And we looked at that exhibit, which really focused on urban areas mostly. And because the Museum on Main Street program wants to celebrate and tell the stories of rural Americans, we asked the question, why are some rural communities innovative, able to be innovative, while others are not? And so that's really the genesis of the exhibition, inspired by that larger one at the National Museum.
So how does a town meet the criteria to have this exhibit make a visit?
Well, for making it a visit, the Museum on Main Street program works with state partners in all of the states that we tour in. And in Illinois, that's Illinois Humanities. And they really set the criteria, the unique criteria that they would like to see when our exhibitions come to the state. And they've really been a longtime partner of MOMS. That's what we call our program now, really since the beginning in the 90s. And what they were really looking to do with the SPARC exhibit in particular was see and get communities who want to tell their story about how they've really met challenges, economic development, agricultural technology, education, the arts, all of these fields, and really tell their side of the story.
So you mentioned that some towns innovate, some towns don't. What are some of the things you've learned about why, like what makes the difference? What is the difference maker in those, in the thriving or not of some of these towns?
Right. So as we like to say, if you've been to one rural community, you've been to one rural community. Each one of these stories that we collected for the exhibition really show how innovation in one town can look dramatically different from another town because each one has its own story and they may be going through unique challenges. And if they're able to find new ways to tackle those challenges, then that's innovating. And for us, that's part of the message of this exhibit. It doesn't have to be something big and flashy, some idea that, you know, maybe one in a million person might think of. It might be something that you're tapping into that maybe you've done already, but you do it in a new way and you bring in new partners, and that generates new energy. For our exhibit, you know, some of the characteristics did rise to the top, like creative leadership, thinking outside of the box. One of the biggest one was communication, for a community's ability to communicate, even with groups of people who maybe never do so usually. And also risk-taking was factor, you know, those communities that are not afraid to take risks and do things a little bit differently, even if they get some criticism. As long as they try, they may fail, but they try again.
And so, okay, so you don't have to invent the light bulb or the LED, as Professor Heleniak did in Urbana, Illinois, but which is not a small town. But maybe we can talk about some of the smaller Illinois towns featured and why they were featured, why those particular towns.
Right. Well, you mentioned a couple of them already. Chatsworth is featured in the exhibition. It was just there recently. And we really focused on how they told the story of the Central Illinois Connection Center and their ability to really rally communities around them and create this center that really celebrates each one and sort of like a tourism boost to each one of them. And as you said, we're about to open up in Rushville. Rushville, we picked to tell in our arts section of the exhibition because they have the Hub Arts and Cultural Center there, and their ability to do outreach into their community, bring diverse people through their doors, and art events into the community, welcoming immigrants in their community, we thought were really inspiring, and another way that other communities across the country might be inspired by what they see. Another community that it just visited and is in the exhibit is Hillsboro, Illinois. And they're a great example of a community thinking outside the box in terms of tax revenue and bringing in e-commerce businesses to their main street, which for a lot of rural communities had faced a downturn, an economic downturn, and empty buildings not being used. And so they were able to think about new ways to do those, bring life back to those buildings. And they even have a entrepreneurship center for training and supporting people in their community that have new ideas.
So, longtime listeners may know I've mentioned this before, I think, on the program. I once had a job as an exhibits preparator at the Field Museum in Chicago. I was very low rung on the ladder there, but I know it takes a lot to put on a museum exhibition. So maybe you can just talk about what does it take? What is this? What do these exhibits consist of first, and what does it take to get them to these small towns?
Oh, great question. I mean, we've had over 25 years' experience creating exhibitions that are specifically tailored to rural communities. So we're very conscious of the space limitations that a lot of our host venues may have, but our program is focused on helping them develop more of their resources and their capacity building to do museum exhibitions like this. And a lot of them are volunteer run as well. And so it's a really great opportunity to help them build networks and raise money and bring in new visitors and new partners to their organization. For this exhibition specifically, we worked with the folks over at American History Museum, the curator there, Art Malella, who did Places of Invention, worked with us to do Places of Innovation. And we worked over the course of a couple of years developing the content and the design and the structure. And when it's all fabricated with our partners at the Smithsonian Institution exhibits, it goes into crates that can be easily transported across the country. And we have four copies of the show on the road right now, touring simultaneously and opening up in small communities. So we really have a great footprint and a great reach, and that's really to celebrate lo local communities.
Yeah. I got to say, I'm a bit of a museum design nerd, so I'm always interested in some of these details about how these exhibits are put
Right.
together. What do you hear from visitors at these who see these places?
So far, I mean, with the Spark exhibit and our other exhibits, the response is over just always overwhelming and really gratifying. The opportunity for these communities to bring in a Smithsonian exhibit and have that be celebrated. But the fact that, it's not just the exhibit, it's about telling local stories and celebrating the history and the culture and the heritage that they have locally. And they use our exhibit as a springboard to do that. And so it's really not about us, it's about you. And so they do really fantastic programming around our exhibitions. Another piece that we're really proud of is the youth involvement. For our exhibitions, we have storytelling components where youth will really go into their community, interview folks, gather stories, and create projects out of those interviews. With Spark, it's really exciting to see the youth component. They're doing projects, looking at their community, seeing where there are challenges, where are there opportunities for growth, and they're coming up with their ideas, and they're making proposals, and they're doing projects, and so it's really exciting.
You know, something we've heard on the program in our conversations with people across Illinois, but especially in downstate and in smaller communities, is that there's an issue of younger people leaving small towns for bigger cities and not coming back. And I wonder if you've encountered things in your work of ways that small towns are enticing people to stay or return.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely one of the elements and one of the storylines in Spark. Many of the communities did mention that it seems to be, like you said, an issue in rural America. But as I said, in Hillsboro, they found a way to encourage young entrepreneurs to develop their idea, find support. Imagine Hillsboro was one of the organizations we interviewed. They're an organization, grassroots, that really helps young thinkers get the support that they need and launch their idea and launch their business and keep them in their community. And, you know, they did say, you know, 10, 20 years ago, they might have been encouraged to leave. And people said, go leave, go to the bigger cities. But now they're saying, stay, there are opportunities here.
And do you find, do you stay in touch with the towns after the exhibit packs up and moves on to the next city?
We often find that our state partners might go back to some of the partners that we've had before in the past. And we do see growth in those organizations. We see their membership base has grown, their audience has grown. They're doing more different, diverse types of programming. So we do see an impact there with all of those communities that we've been with. And then it's exciting to see new partners come in that need that little extra boost to help them. But small museums are the largest in the country, and it's important to support them.
Tiffany Cheng is project director and multimedia specialist with MOMS, Museums on Main Street, one of the touring exhibitions that they've been working on with the Smithsonian Institution is called Spark, Places of Innovation. It's going to be coming to Rushville soon. Tiffany Cheng, thank you so much for being with us today on the 21st Show.
Thank you so much.
We would love hearing what you think about what we've been talking about, whether it's on today's program or anything in the recent past and future programs. In fact, I should mention, this afternoon, in order to make our schedules work, we are taping a program this afternoon for tomorrow's show. It's with two Illinois-based experts on international politics and conflict as hostilities continue between Israel and Hamas. We want to know how you felt seeing the attack on Israel and the Israeli government response in Gaza. What else do you want to know about America's current role in the Middle East? And how have you seen the war and its effects hit closer to home here in Illinois? You can leave us a voicemail anytime, day or night, at 217-300-2121. That's 217-300-2121. Or you can send an email to talk@21stshow.org, talk@21stshow.org. You can also join our texting group. And the way to do that, you can find it on our website. Again, 21stshow.org. Subscribe to our podcast on Apple or Spotify. Just search for The 21st Show. The 21st Show is produced by Christine Hatfield, Kennedy Vincent, and Jose Zepeda. Technical direction and engineering comes from Jason Croft and Steve Mork. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. Thank you to the band Public Access for our theme music. The 21st Show is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Brian Mackey. Thank you for listening. We will talk with you again tomorrow.